This show totally rocks. Welcome to the show rocks. This show totally rocks. It's Thursday night. My name is Derek. This is Radioactive International. Thanks for tuning in. Last Saturday night, I ventured into the brain dead zone that is the TV room and was flicking around and happened upon this. I hadn't heard anything about it, and it was amazing. Back to back, 2 hours. I sat there for 2 hours. I had to go for slash the whole time. I didn't even get out of my chair. It was BBC, I think, so there's no adverts. But it was, of course, Sonic Highways, the new eight-part documentary that Dave Grohl is doing about different towns. And he started off with Chicago, I think. Nirvana with Very Ape off In Utero, which Steve Albini produced. But I'll get hit to him later. The brunt of this documentary, the first one on Chicago, was that Naked Raygun were amazing and real, like, forerunners in the whole punk scene back in the day. So I'm going to play a bit of Naked Raygun. This one's actually for Big Damo, because I think he gave us this for the Rock Jihad compilation 1 year. This is Naked Raygun with Soldier's Requiem.
Yeah.
right. The great thing about that documentary is there's loads of heads that pop up. Jesus Lizard is, I know, Austin, but they moved to Chicago. I'd say they're nearly a Chicago band. David Yao shows up and says a few things, but the main thing is, for this documentary, is Steve Albini comes off looking deadly. He does a great job. I mean, never mind the fact that there's not any mention of the Foo Fighters for about 45 minutes of the whole thing. Steve Albini, he makes him look like an artist and not just like a grumpy old prick, which, fair play to him. So they go to Electrical Audio in Chicago and record a song there. And like I said, Steve Albini comes off pretty good. So I'm going to play all three of his bands really that he's known for. I'm going to start with Shellac. I'm going to play the first song off the first at full length, which was Live at Action Park. This is Shellac with My Black Ass. We'll be right back. Albini triple header. That was a bit of Rape Man with a ZZ Top cover. Just Got Paid, and before that was a bit of Big Black, the only band that I love that has no drummer. It's all about the drum triggers, though. Check it out. The Pigpile live CD is amazing. And that was Jordan, Minnesota. Do not look that up on the internet. You don't know what want to know what those lyrics are about. But it is, this show is about a documentary that Dave Grohl did, and I do like Dave Grohl. He seems like the nicest guy around. I know HMD has some dirt on him that makes him look like an asshole, but I haven't seen it, so I think he's sound. I'm not going to play any of the Foo Fighters, though. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to play anything that Dave Grohl plays the guitar on, but I am going to play stuff that he plays the drums on. I'm going to play this one because I think it's his best. I think it's his best work. Hands down, his best work is Songs for the Deaf by Queens of Stone Age. He plays drums on all the songs, and he's amazing. And if you care to quibble, check this out. It's First to Giveth.
So cruel. chance won't work on you. Got my mojo working, but a chance won't work on you. I wanna love you so bad, I don't know what to do. Going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo hand.
You can't, as a documentary show, you can't do a documentary about Chicago and music and not play a bit of Muddy Waters. The Muddy Waters and the Buddy Guy segment in the documentary was great. It was amazing. It was some great interviews. But I am going to get it back to a bit of punk, a bit of hardcore, so we can segue into the DC, the second documentary that I watched the other night in the second half of the show. So leading us into that, there's going to be a bit of Articles of Faith. This is Bad Attitude.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is Radioactive International. This is This Show Rocks. My name is Derek, and I am doing a show on Sonic Highways, the new documentary that Dave Grohl has just started to put out. I saw the first two shows the other week, Chicago. So that's what the first half of the show has been. And then they also did Washington, D.C., which is deadly. So the rest of the show is going to be about Washington, D.C., and I'm going to segue into that by playing a bit of Palehead, which features Chicago's Al Jorgensen and Washington, D.C.'s Ian MacKay. So here we go. Palehead, I Will Refuse. All right, a bit of Scream there without Dave Grohl, which came without warning. I've had a fantastic American hardcore compilation from the documentary. Fair play to Kurt Cobain for stealing Dave Grohl out of Scream. But the highlight of the documentary on DC is of course Bad Brains, but I'm gonna play that in a second. The other highlight is all the stuff with Ian MacKaye. He comes off as a pretty nice guy, and the whole DIY scene, the whole Discord Records thing was great. So I'm actually gonna play his three bands in order, or the first three of his bands in order. Starting with Teen Idols, which he played bass on. This is Deadhead.
I'm grateful when you're dead. I'm grateful when you're dead. I'm grateful.
Another triple header there, that one from Ian MacKay. That was Fugazi with Place Position off of End Hits. And they've put a foot wrong, but they haven't put a whole album wrong. All of their albums are solid. That was End Hits, as I said. And before that was a bit of Minor Threat with Betray off the, I have it on the complete discography. I'm not sure where exactly it exists beyond that. It's not on the two albums anyways. But I have figured out a backdoor into playing a bit of local music. Government Issue, old DC band. I know Stomach, an old Irish Dublin band, were big fans, and this is a cover that they did of It Begins Now. So I'm going to play this, I'm going to play a bit of Government Issue, and who knows what else.
Yeah.
I could be very wrong, but I do believe that that song was on the first punk 7-inch ever released from Washington D.C. That was Black Market Baby with World at War, and before that we had a bit of Government Issue with Snubbing off the fantastic 20 Years Discord compilation, which is where I got that Teen Idols I played earlier before. Now I'm going to go back to that documentary. The best thing about the DC documentary, it was of course all the Bad Brains footage, but this is a big takeover.
Take over.
All right, a bit of Henry Rollins there with X Lion Tamer. Off, I think it's off the Henrietta Collins. I have both on the. I have the double CD, the first two albums of Henry Rollins when he moved to California, so that doesn't really count. But it does, because he is from Washington, D.C. And before that, I played a bit of Dag Nasty with Values Here, but that is about all the time I have for this evening. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek. This is This Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. Those two documentaries totally rocked it. And Dave Grohl came off looking pretty cool. So I stuck this video on the other day just to remind myself that he does seem like he's having a bit of a laugh. So he doesn't do anything on this except for play a redneck in a video. But until next week, if you want to get a hold of me, give me a shout. If you can't figure out the internet, if you can't figure out how to get a hold of me, you can't figure out the internet and go home. Anyways, until next week, this is a bit of Eagles of Death Metal. I Want You So Hard. Boys, bad news.